They entered Burnham Wood School's car park at 8:30 in the evening. £12, please, said the taxi driver. Mr. Green had a £20 note in his pocket. He paid the taxi driver and took the £8 change. Best of luck with the new job, said the driver. It's only for a few weeks, but thanks anyway, said Mr. Green. He watched the taxi climb the small hill up to the east gate and turn right towards the distant town. Soon the noise of its engine disappeared completely, and he was alone. He turned and looked at the school's east building. Its rows and rows of empty classrooms stared silently back. To his left, on a red sky, he saw a chimney. He began walking towards it. Soon he reached two buildings. At the top of the large one, the chimney rose high into the air. The boiler room, thought Mr. Green. Next to it, there was a small square building. A few days before, a single key had arrived in the mail. Now he took that key from his pocket, opened the door, and switched on the light. Inside was a dark room with a small bed and an electric cooker. Next to the door, there was a keyring with several other keys on it. There was also a window, but it was small and high up. Next door, in an even smaller room, there was a toilet and a sink. Well, at least it's clean, Mr. Green said, taking some soap and a towel from his bag. He lay down on the bed and closed his eyes. He thought about the food that he had in his bag. I must make some dinner soon, he said sleepily.